U.S. President Barack Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai have signed the new Strategic Partnership Agreement that will govern relations between their two countries. The signing ceremony took place yesterday in Kabul during a previously unannounced visit of the U.S. president to the Afghan capital. The agreement provides U.S. forces with access to Afghan security facilities even after the last U.S. combat troops leave the country in 2014. In addition, the agreement formally designates Afghanistan a major non-NATO ally of the United States. Obama said the signing ceremony will not simply at the stroke of a pen end the country's problems.
Mr. President, there will be difficult days ahead. But as we move forward with our transition, I'm confident that Afghan forces will grow stronger. The Afghan people will take control of their future. With this agreement, I am confident that the Afghan people will understand that the United States will stand by them.
And nevertheless, the president explained the development is real and significant.
I've come to Afghanistan to mark a historic moment for our two nations, and to do so on Afghan soil. I'm here to affirm the bonds between our countries, to thank American and Afghans who have sacrificed so much over these last 10 years, and to look forward to a future of peace and security and greater prosperity for our nations.
President Obama said the signing ceremony does set the stage for a future of peace in Afghanistan.
Neither Americans nor the Afghan people asked for this war. Yet for a decade, we've stood together to drive Al-Qaeda from its camps, to battle an insurgency, and to give the people of Afghanistan the possibility to live in peace and in dignity. The wages of war have been great for both our nations. But today, with the signing of this strategic partnership agreement, we look forward to a future of peace.
And the United States invaded Afghanistan along with its allies in October 2001, less than a month after the September 11th attacks by Al-Qaeda terrorists who had received aid from the then-ruling Taliban regime.